Welcome to Hope Is Here. We are continuing our conversation with Bill Reister, pastor of Encounter at Church of the Savior on Friday night, 7 p.m. We are continuing our conversation about a talk that Bill did recently at Encounter called How to Recover When Your Life Falls Apart. He's basing that off of Jeremiah, the book in Lamentations in the Bible, a book that a lot of people probably have not read. I want to encourage, if you missed yesterday's program, to check it out at our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org. You can hear that 14-minute program, lots of nuggets. Bill, let's recap those 3 points that you shared with us yesterday as program about how we can recover when our life falls apart.
Yeah, and the first thing, thanks again for having me on. And the first thing is I need to talk to God first about my frustrations before I talk to anyone else. And God wants us to come to Him first, and that's so important. We can let our frustrations out to God, our anger, all the bad stuff happening around us. And the second thing we need to do, and this is where we have to set our minds and change the channel of our thoughts. Instead of thinking about how bad things are all the time, I set my mind on the goodness and love of God that brings me hope. And that's so important. And there's plenty to think about as far as setting our minds on how deep and how wide the love of God goes for us. And the third thing we need to do is we meditate. In other words, we think about this over and over again on the mercy of God, how His mercy is anew each and every day for us, on the mercies of God. And that's so important for us to do that, to think about the mercies of God, because they are fresh every day, and they do bring us hope.
Well, you know, there's a word that a lot of people like to say, and especially you start getting that negative mindset, and a lot of people did that in COVID, and it's that word can't. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, there's just and when we think about what we can't do as opposed to what God has done for us, there's no cost benefit to it, and it just takes us down into a deep hole. And so there's a lot of things, and that's the other thing that we need to change. Instead of focusing on the things I can't change, and that's where so many people that I saw were stuck. I almost got stuck there too, because I was saying, well, how am I going to get out? How am I going to press forward with ministry? How am I going to reach out to others? I can't even speak to others. I can't even go see others. I can't even see someone that's sick in the hospital. I can't see family. I can't do this. I can't do that. And so 2020 was a year of I can'ts. But it was the year of what. So instead of focusing on the things I can't change, we need to start the process of changing things that I can change. Mm. See, and there's always something that we can change. And so we're never going to be able to change, you know, what the virus did, all the people that got sick, all the people that died, and what happened to our country. But there's one thing that we can change. We can change us. Mm. We can get better. We can make the decision not to be bitter, but get better. We can do an evaluation of ourselves. And I do that at the end of every year. I had 3 months sitting in a chair because I had a bad hip and I had a hip replacement and my hip is doing great. But at the end of every year, I evaluate my life and I ask the Holy Spirit to show me areas of my life that need changing. Is there any relationship that needs fixing? Is there any amends I need to make? Is there any unconfessed sin in my life? And I ask the Holy Spirit to reveal those things to me. And it's the best encounter I ever have with God when I do that evaluation of my life. And, you know, peace comes when I accept the things in my life that cannot be changed. Mm. And that's so – if I keep fighting about them and say, God, this is not fair, this is not fair, I'm just going to be miserable. But I focus on myself, what I can change, what I can do, what God tells me to do. And Jeremiah tells us to do the same things. He says in Lamentations 3:40, he says, let us examine our ways and test them and return to the Lord. You see, and I think if 2020 brought anything out in people, it's the reverse of that. It's let us examine their ways. But that's not what the scripture says. Well, we're doing a lot of examining their ways. You see a lot on social media. You see it a lot on Facebook. You see a lot of people. You watch TV. You know, who's blaming this side? Who's blaming Trump? Who's blaming Biden? Who's blaming the Democrats? Who's blaming the Republicans? I mean, have you ever seen political hate like there is today. You can't talk about it with friends. You can't talk about it with family anymore. But Jeremiah says this, let us examine our ways and test them.
And well, so, I love that, Joe. You talked about peace comes when I accept the things in my life that cannot be changed. And, you know, most everybody knows the serenity prayer, but, you know, God grant me the serenity to accept things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And, you know, you ask God, you examine your life at the end of each year, and I love that you do that first and foremost. But secondly, you can ask God a question, and he'll answer it, won't he?
He always does. And he wants to hear from us, and he wants to speak to us. And that's why the second lesson once we is going to be how do we hear the voice of God? Because the title of the second talk of the series is Recovering from Listening to the Wrong Voices. And many of us listen to so many wrong voices. I think I said on Friday that more people got discipled by the news than they did the Word of God in 2020, no matter which side of the political aisle you were on. And make no mistake, no matter which side you're on, they're trying to get you to believe their slant on things. And they do it. They have a lot of slick ways of doing it. One of the ways they do it is with sound bites, where they only play a sound bite. They don't give you the whole talk, everything that they said. And you know who's good at that? The devil. The devil gives you sound bites. Sounds good. Makes you, oh, it sounds good. I'll go there. Well, doesn't that look good? Doesn't that taste good? Wouldn't that feel good? And it's a good soundbite, but it's just a death trap. And we have to be able to have the discernment to know the voice of God. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if everyone listening here, no matter what voice that they hear, that they can always be able to discern the voice of God, the voice of the world, the voice of the enemy, and even the voice of their flesh. Mm. And at any given point, God wants to give us that ability to always know his voice. So one of the things that we closed out the service with on Friday is listening to the voice of God. And one of the prayers that I learned to pray years ago was this prayer, Lord, let your voice be the only voice I hear. Silence every other voice in Jesus' name so that your voice is not only the voice I hear, but the voice I listen to, obey, and I rely on. And so God's been faithful to me to always show me his voice. And I always tell people, if you're not in God's word, you're never going to know God's voice. And so one of the many ways that we can know God's voice is to know God's word. And so many, and we live in it. We talked about this last year. I remember talking to you about it on one of our episodes, that we're in an epidemic period of society where nobody's in God's word. They're relying on a pastor to give them a word. Mm. But God wants to give us, God wants to speak to us through his word. He wants us to know his word inside out. And even Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of my Father. We need every word in his holy book to take residence, which it is. It's already written in our heart. We just need to activate it by allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us in that truth. Teach us that truth, interpret that truth, and tell us how to live out that truth, and he'll do that, and we'll hear the voice of God each and every time.
Amen. Well, one of the things that we were talking about before you went on the air, and you talked about it in your talk, is the one word that kind of probably describes even people that are followers of Jesus for 2020 is the word fear.
Yeah, fear was a big thing in 2020, and I've never seen fear capture a society like it did in 2020 and now in 2021, especially even the church. I mean, there are churches that are still not open. There are churches that they believe what they hear. No matter what's going on in society, they're not filtering it through the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. And so many people have given into fear. But there's an antidote for that, and it's faith. And it's faith in God, and it's faith in a living hope that overcomes fear each and every time. So we're going to hit on this issue of fear all throughout this series. Matter of fact, we're going to dedicate one of the talks just how to overcome fear and anxiety. And how do you do that? And so we're going to talk about that, and we're going to give the antidote of how to overcome fear and anxiety. The quick answer is activate the faith in your life so that you'll experience the peace of God in your life, because the peace of God always overcomes the anxiety in your life and feeling anxious, you know. And that gets done through everything that we're trying to do at the end of each and every one of these talks. We're trying to get people, and if you're listening, here's the deal, and here's the gift and the opportunity for each and every one of you. You can have your own encounter. You can call on God and hear his voice. You can shut it all down and silence everything, just like Jeremiah did. Jeremiah prayed a great prayer in Lamentations 3:28. And he said this, and this is actually a Message version. He said, "When life is heavy and hard to take, go off by yourself. Enter the silence, bow in prayer, don't ask questions, wait for hope to appear." And that's when you go to God and say, "Lord, is there anything you want to tell me? Is there anything you want to speak to me? I'm listening." And I just picture myself crawled up into the lap of my Abba Father in heaven. And I said, "Daddy, would you speak to me?" And I silence everything. I shut everything down. You know, God's been trying to speak to you like this for a long time. And there's a lot of us that say, "Well, I never hear from God." Well, it's because your circuits are busy and you got to shut it all down. God says, "Knock, knock," and you're on TikTok. And you've got to shut all that stuff down. And you've got to be in a receptive mood. You've got to be, you've got to be in a place. You've got to be in an expectant mood, and you also have to be in an obedient mood, because when you hear the voice of God, you have to be ready to do what he tells you to do. And that's the key. And if you're willing to do all that, God will speak to you loud and clear in numerous ways. And so when life is heavy and hard to take, go off by yourself. Enter the silence, bow in prayer, don't ask questions, wait for hope to appear. That's not an easy thing. You know, I'm a New Yorker. I like talking, okay? And I like controlling the conversation at times. And when I go to God in prayer, it's like, "Okay, Lord, here's what's going on. I know you love me, but let me tell you this, and let me tell you that, and let me tell you what, who's doing this and who's doing that." And God says, "Are you done?" I said, "Yeah, I'm done." "Okay, is there anything you want to tell me?" And when I shut it down, I think I do my best praying when I stop speaking. And I listen to that small voice that reminds me of how deeply he loves me. Those are the things I hear a lot. "Bill, I still love you. Got great plans for you. I want to do great things in your life. I have always been there for you. I've always been your faithful father. And I've always been on your side." I get to hear things like that all the time. And it's all I need to keep going. And then I read scriptures that encourage me so much.
Yeah. Well, I love that. And it's, you talk about listening. I actually did a program a couple weeks ago on listening. And I actually, that's my word for the year. I always choose a word each year. I ask God to, like you reflect at the end of the year, I do the same thing. And usually it's kind of an action word. 2 years ago, it was forward. But this, the year 2021, I believe the word that the Holy Spirit gave me was listen. And so I'm trying to be quick to listen, slow to speak. Obviously, slow to become angry is the third part of that verse. But I think, just being quick to listen and is so huge. And I heard a guy say one time, you know, it's kind of interesting. God proportionally gave us two ears and one mouth. So maybe we should listen twice as much as we speak. And kind of sound the same with God. But we are out of time today. But the great news is Bill Reischer is going to be back with us again. I really want to encourage you to check out Encounter on Friday nights at Church of the Savior at 7 p.m. on Brandon Road, Nicholasville, Kentucky. Great church. Really be blessed. It's also available online. You can watch on Facebook at Church of the Savior. But he's going to be back with us tomorrow as we continue our conversation with him about how to recover when your life falls apart. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
Serving Central Kentucky since 2012, Gluten-Free Miracles is Lexington's locally owned healthy bakery and cafe. For those who follow a gluten-free diet, there are lots of delicious options. If you're on a paleo, keto, or vegan eating plan, then Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe is also the place for you. Need a birthday cake or anniversary cake for that special occasion? Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe can also assist you there. Conveniently located off Nicholasville Road behind Jeff's Car Wash. Visit them today or check them out online at glutenfreemiracles.com. That's glutenfreemiracles.com.